Hey everyone, welcome back to the Voice of the Vikings podcast. I'm your host, Kaylee Carino, and welcome to our episode of Who Are You? Welcoming my co-hosts,
SG,
Pharrell,
Joseph Brown.
And I hope you guys enjoy today's episode. Also a part of today's episode, what makes it special is that today's Halloween. So this is our VOTV pumpkin made by Miss SG over here.
Made by the group, little round of applause.
Credit to her painting skills, because girl, I could never.
Thank you.
It's giving Picasso.
Thank you. So I think Picasso. Joseph, Kaylee, and Lucas on the sidelines definitely help with that white paint. We need a strong base to get to this.
Gotta get that foundation.
And then we had so many other friends in the club help design and do color schemes, so it was a group effort for sure. Love
every
that.
Every article of clothing I was wearing that day definitely came away with some white paint on.
Just a little here and a little there. Sure. Shout out BLSU Club for lending us the pumpkin and the paint. So love to y'all.
I was wondering, I was like, where did this come from? Because I really just walked in. You guys were going to town.
Yes.
Going to town.
Actually, really funny. Cool. Joseph had the idea. Where were we? We were at a Senate meeting.
Once in a while.
Student Senate meeting, and then Joseph had this brilliant idea when they were talking about Pumpkin Palooza for like the 500th time with love. And then I was like, it was in my head, like, oh, this would be a great idea to like put our logo out there. And then I seen Black and Latino Student Union having like a pumpkin painting situation. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, great segue for VOTV. So I went in, got the pumpkin, and that's how we got here today.
But no, to jump back to what Pharrell was saying, Halloween plans.
Mm. Yeah, what's everyone doing for Halloween?
Schoolwork.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, I mean, my Halloween plans were from last weekend, because, like, Halloween weekend, yeah.
Right, yeah, I saw your Instagram.
Yeah, I was a gym rat, guys. Yeah. I had, like, some mouse ears, and I was in, like, some athletic clothes. Well, actually, a corset and athletic shorts. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
And you, Pharrell, what are your plans?
Oh, school.
Do you have plans? Schoolwork.
Schoolwork. Just schoolwork.
I'm driving an hour south to be with my sister and her goats.
Oh, God.
How many goats you got? 3 goats.
Ooh.
I love
that's a
goat.
Lot of goats.
Baby goats or like full-size goats?
She's 14. She owns 3 goats.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't really participate or celebrate Halloween. Okay. Never really have in terms of like the way I was raised. Sometimes dress up like with friends and stuff like that, so I don't necessarily have any like Halloween plans. That being said, I might go see some of my friends, and it might be like a us together situation. Mm. Which is like nice in terms of like us having time off, but yeah, no, Halloween is not really the holiday for me.
That's okay. Yeah.
Where'd that accent come
just
from?
Pulled it out and
oh,
it
okay.
just had to.
It's actually
it's given like female central C.
Like, literally, if I didn't know you, I would believe you're British.
So we got all of UK, but I'm female central C.
Yeah.
Understood. How was everyone's day today?
It was actually pretty good, because it was really nice out today, and I only have one class. My stats class, shout out Donna McCart, love you. I don't know, if you're probably not watching this, but love you. And it was a pretty good class. And then had some candy, because it was Halloween. And yeah, it's been pretty chill. Oh, and then I had breakfast with the Senate. That was really nice, actually. There's a lot of staff and students there. Shout out to you coming.
Yeah, I went to the breakfast with the Senate, too. I caught like the last like 30 minutes. It was actually really nice. I really did enjoy kind of like seeing everybody mingle, have a little networking moment.
Yes.
I know.
Chatting it up.
Your business administration and your individual studies, right?
Yeah,
but I feel as though both of you guys have such great networking skills and like public speaking skills. So I feel like y'all would have probably liked the breakfast with the staff too.
I tried to go. I was in the campus center, but then I just couldn't find CTR.
Oh, I could have helped you. It's,
I had no idea.
It's where like
it was.
On campus center, right by the bookstore.
Okay.
It's like right there.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Great. And then I had a class at like 10, so I was like,
it's all good.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I caught like the last like 30, but I'm glad I went.
It just wasn't in the cards for my day, but you know, any day where I see my good friend, bro.
We're not friends. I don't associate with
you guys. Gotta stay. Spread kindness and love and peace and joy.
Unless
my
name is Joseph Burns.
Oh my god.
Good thing there's no S on my last name.
Oh my god, dude. I'm so tired.
Man, oh man.
I digress. Let's move on.
But yeah, how was your day though?
Today was actually pretty chill. I had only two classes because one of them got canceled, and I just pretty much had been in the library just studying for majority of today.
As you should, King.
I had a good,
as
good
you
little
should.
Study sesh, 3 hours long. Yeah, it was tough. I liked it.
Yeah. Okay, a little yeah. studious yeah. in his books, yeah. in his bag. Qu- I love
question, because I'm trying to, like, I'm really trying to figure out, like, the best studying methods for me. Like, what do you guys do to study? Like, I'm just curious, because I've found this new, have you heard of the Pomodoro method?
No, you told me about this the other day.
Is
it Anime Duro or
Pomodoro? I don't know. What? It's like a spin off of the Pomodoro method, but like with anime. I'm not totally versed in it, okay, so please take the mic.
Didn't you say it was like 25 minutes on, 25 minutes 25 off?
25 minutes. No. 25 minutes, you study 25 minutes productively, 5 minute break, 25 minutes again. Mm. And then you do that 3 times, and then once you're done with the third time, what's the time for that 5 minute break? You, instead of 5 minutes, you take 10.
I need to try that.
It's actually, I stayed up all night doing it. It was pretty productive. Like, I enjoyed it. I had a good time with it.
Yeah.
I'm a
fan. I've had a lot of issues with that in terms of, like, taking super long study periods and super long study breaks. Mm. And then you can't really, like, recall the best with that method. It's not even a method. It's just, like, procrastination, to be honest with you.
Yes.
But
clog that tea.
Let's get into the nitty-gritty. You know?
Just procrastinate.
And, like,
just don't do it.
And I am a self-proclaimed procrastination princess, procrastination perfection princess. Let's give her the 3 P's.
Yeah.
Because, like, genuinely, it's like, I'll, like, take my time. I'll be like, okay, I'm taking my time to do this so then I can, like, produce quality work.
Mm-hmm.
But then that time that's being taken is not effective time. And then when you are doing something, it's not efficient. Yeah. It's like there's so many layers to it. So, honestly, I might try that. You said Pomodoro?
Also, another study method that I know, I've not tried, but a lot of my friends have, it's like that scribble method.
Ooh, I heard
where,
about
like,
that.
You, like, take a pen or a pencil, and you're, like, scribbling on, like, another piece of paper as you're reading.
That's a method?
Yes. Yeah. And apparently, it's, like, really, like, effective. I really should try it.
Yeah, like, doing both at once would stress me out.
Yes, and then there's
both.
That.
Don't do both.
Because I'm a doodler. All of my stuff is, like, little stuff on the side.
It's just, like, you read and you draw. So,
yeah.
But yeah, Joseph, how was your day? We didn't get to you.
Fine.
Yeah.
You know, I came here for this. Otherwise, I could have been peaceful and alone the whole time.
Was the only reason you were
here?
You
dragged me out of my swamp.
Well, we're happy that you're on the pod, and the pod is for you. But yeah, so as someone that is really into media, I'm glad that we are on this pod. I think that it is just so fun, and it's just so fun to get our voices out there. Have us speak our truth, speak our peace, you know?
What brought everyone to the podcast? Like, what's, like, the reason? Like, what really was like, oh, let's all, like, let's not
do
even,
this.
Like, Kaylee, you start, because you're the founder.
As someone that's the founder of this club, to be honest, this club was actually kind of an accident. So, pretty much. So, how this even started, I guess, like, to give some backstory, is two semesters ago, I am in this club, entrepreneurship club, and I brought up how I was on a podcast and how I really enjoyed it and how I would want to do more with, like, I guess, media in that type of genre. And pretty much, I think a few of my friends were like, you should just start one. If you want to do it so bad, just start one. And I was like, I don't know, like, that's kind of a lot of work, and I don't know if I could do that. And then my friend Sean Sampler, if you're watching this.
Oh, shout out.
He's probably not.
Sean Sampler, I'm going to send you this
Sean
link.
I so much. Dude.
I'm going to send you this link, Sean. You're going to watch this. So, Sean, big shout out. He helped build the foundation of my club from the ground up and reached out to advisors, to student activities to even get the club running. And was like, Kaylee, you are an outgoing woman, young woman. You need to do this. You're going to enjoy this opportunity that I've given you. And I was like, all right, yeah. So pretty much how this podcast, like, why I'm involved is because it was just an idea one day. And here we are with the podcast club. And, you know, as someone that always likes to talk and has so much to say, this is a platform for that. So, yeah, I mean, I guess that's why I'm here.
Thank
yeah,
you for,
that was beautiful.
Thank you for bringing us all together.
Yes.
Like, genuinely, I think I talked to all of you every single day.
Yeah.
Like, genuinely every day. Like, I was in the campus center with a bunch of my friends yesterday, and they were like, oh my God, that girl's so pretty. And I was like, who? And then I saw Kaylee, and I was like,
oh, that was nice. Yesterday, there was like these two girls
yeah,
for the.
Shout out Maura. and Haley.
Yes. Yes. Yesterday during the college transfer. Yeah, the transfer fair. There was like these two girls. I was talking to Binghamton, and these two girls are like, "Oh my God, like you're so pretty." And I'm like, "Thanks. I think I don't look that good today, but thank you." But yeah, it was nice. But yeah, this club is really something that I'm just glad it's where it is where it is now. We have formed like-minded people in this club, I can confidently say. I mean, obviously, like, we share differences, but at the end of the day, we all are here to spread positivity and just have fun and be a voice for other people, or just have people resonate with what we say, etc. The list goes on. So, yeah.
What am I doing here?
Yeah.
Who let me in? That's the real question. Basically, I came and found this club based off pure, like, interest. I have a really strong desire to start my own personal podcast, and God, with God's help, it's coming to fruition as we speak, so yes.
Yes.
And that's with the help, and honestly, like, the... that's, like, with the help, and...
Cut it out.
There's just so much love in the room. That's really what I want to speak on, the amount of, like, love and, like, welcomingness that I felt, like, being a part of Podcast Club, being a part of VOTV, and truly, like, giving a space that has been, like, curated by the season one people, Kaylee, everybody.
Bless up.
And kind of, like, bringing that into season two. And I really, again, it was simply an idea. Like, I went to student activities, and I saw the flyer for Podcast Club on, like, that one wall that's, like, right to the right of student activities, like, that whatever. And so I seen that, and I said, oh, we have a podcast club? Like, I didn't even know that that was a thing. And this is really aligned with, like, what are the types of, like, hobbies and interests of things that I'm doing right now. Like, maybe I can go and just get some information. Like, I really was just, like, oh, let me, like, go to the first interest meeting, see what it's about, kind of, you know, just scope the field. And with the help of Dashira and everybody else at student activities, I got connected with Kaylee. And Kaylee was, like, super inviting, super quick as well. I had the thought of Podcast Club, and then I had my phone, my email, my every contact was contacted. But I'm so happy that you did, because I'm more, like, confident, I guess, in myself in terms of, like, wanting to pursue my own personal goals in podcasting. And on top of that, the studio is tough. The people are fire. Like, I met and got, like...
Damn, why are you just cutting the man to the radio?
Yo, this side of the room today.
Yeah.
But I met you guys more thoroughly outside of Senate through this club, and I'm so grateful for that, and so grateful for this, like, friendship that's blossoming.
Yes.
And, yeah, so I kind of just found it on the whim as well, and then as soon as I got here, like, fell in love with the concept as well as, like, the ideas and everything, so... Super excited to be here. Super excited to grow.
Yes. Yeah.
And you, Joseph?
Yes.
How are you here?
I have a penchant for winding up in rooms. That's how a lot of things happen. I feel like at some point in the Senate, when this club was initially started, it was like, hey, we could use some help, do some things. And I end up in a lot of places through that, so I think I just started attending to help out, and then this new year started and helping out wasn't quite done, you know, so kept going, and now it's fun. I like the interviews, I like some of the people, you know, it's just a good thing to keep on going.
I'm
not gonna lie, last year it's like really like can we talk about it, it's really tough making friends out of the valley. Like, it's very hard,
yeah,
because people will go to class and go home. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of, there are a lot of people in the campus center, but, like, they're mostly, like, people that, like, knew each other.
Yeah.
So I was open. I've always been, like, a very, like, confident person. Like, I've never really had trouble making friends, but this was the first place where I did. And I was like, this is weird, I don't like this. And then my mom was like, maybe join the clubs.
Okay,
like,
shout out, like, moms.
Yeah.
Shout out, mom.
Hi, mom.
Hey, mom.
Hi, mom.
Like, join the clubs, you know, like, make new friends. Like, try new things. Like, try something new. And she always talked about how I talk too much. And then, so I was like, podcast club could be fun. And it was like, that could be interesting.
Imagine getting paid to talk, y'all.
Exactly. Yeah.
This is really,
this is the
like,
dream.
Hello.
This is the dream.
We're
yes.
halfway there.
Oh,
we're in a place saying. Where we can talk as much as we want.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That hasn't quite gotten.
And, you know,
there.
that's only a fraction of what's to come. Hello.
True.
Mm-hmm. But period, I love that. I love that for us, and I'm so happy to be here, y'all. Like,
oh, that makes me so happy.
It's so beautiful.
But no, aww. It's definitely because we're a commuter school. Sometimes you have to try a little
you
harder.
Really have
like,
to
get
yeah.
involved and you know get close to people.
Yeah.
I mean, definitely like going back to season one and just like forwarding like up to now. I just want to say like the club has changed so much. Like it started off of like a basic iPhone voice memo. That
you
would last like 20 minutes.
Get the hell
to like, yes, and to now like next year, pretty well, same year, but you know next semester, like us having, being able to access a studio like this with, shout out our producers Kevin and Chris.
I was literally gonna say shout out Kevin.
Yeah, you guys have been amazing.
Our boy behind the camera, day one, he's got a dope jacket on.
Yeah,
yes. It's really
Kevin,
nice.
My guy.
No,
yes,
that.
Really nice.
Know that.
But yeah, so there's been a lot of growth from the structural and foundational, I guess, perspectives and elements of this club to now, like, having the people, like, also incorporate that same vision and just be here and, like, just, like, really enlighten what there is and just bring it from the ground up, and it's just ongoing. We're only in semester one, halfway through semester one, which, you know, it is very stressful, but... you know, still gonna have that faith, you know, just try your best and do what you can. Hello everyone, welcome back to part two of student introductions for the Voice of the Vikings podcast. I'm your host, Kaylee Carino, as well as the president and the founder of the Voice of the Vikings Club. And today we have three of my co-hosts aside with me. Chris, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Chris, Christopher Carter. I'm in my first year here at Hudson Valley. I just kind of wanted to join the club.
Mm. I'm Lucas. I am first year here like Chris, and I just want to be part of a club too. You for my resume.
For the resume, okay.
Period. Hello, I am Katharina, a.k.a. Kat, a.k.a. the prettiest girl in the world, a.k.a. girl, what are you doing?
Yes.
This is my second year, actually. I've always wanted to be on a podcast. I think this is really fun. Also very good for the portfolio. Yes. Period.
Oh my gosh. Yes, I think podcasting is really fun, especially if you're into media like me. I think just having the experience of being on a podcast can just be fun and just, like, allow creative, you know, ideas to just, like, kind of spill out. I created this club so there would be a platform for students that want to exercise that type of creativity for themselves. So, yeah, I'm very thankful for the members that are part of this club.
Period.
Chris, Lucas, and Kat.
So how do you feel about being in your second year as a dog?
So I guess I would say my second year so far, it's not bad. I definitely missed the way my first year of college was going. I was definitely, like... doing less, and I mean, doing more is not a bad thing, but it can get stressful, and yeah, I would say I'm currently in a pivotal point with myself where I'm like, wow, like, I'm doing so much, like, how do I keep up with this, versus, like, first year, like, I was putting myself in, like, environments where there is growth, and there still is growth, just at a different, like, rate of speed, I guess, but yeah.
Doing great.
Year, right?
Yeah, my first year. I can understand where doing so much can be very stressful. Especially, you have a job?
Yeah, we're going to Target.
Wait, do you want to be a scrimmage?
No. I work in Saratoga.
Dang.
You can move?
Yeah, I actually drive 50 minutes to 50 campus.
50 minutes?
Yeah, it's not fun.
Is it worth it?
No. If I had the money, I would live around here. Because during winter...
all that carbon in the atmosphere? How dare you?
Right. Yeah, like, save the environment, right?
What would Greta Thunberg think?
Yeah, like, driving 50 minutes, like, I mean, okay, it's like a straight shot, though.
How much is that in gas money? I know that's expensive.
Okay, so, like, okay, one, I live 35 minutes away from my job.
And goodness.
Then I live 50 minutes away from work, from school.
Any job closer. Any.
I just right. like, there's nothing, well, I'm from a small town, so jobs around me kind of suck. I mean, I tried a fine dining restaurant, and it wasn't bad, but, like, it was not good tips because it was in a small town. So I was like, I need to find a bigger corporation that will pay me some big bucks. So here we are at Target, getting my bag. But yeah, so I guess like your question to like driving 50 minutes, like it's just the winter that really pisses me off because like...
That'll do it.
Yeah, because like last semester I had like a lot of professors, they would cancel class as I'm on the way to school, winter driving. And so, I mean, yeah, it's just a no.
How long is all of our commutes? Because I live in the same city as Chris. So mine's like 10 minutes, 15 minutes.
You're a lucky man.
Mm. He takes a couple transports.
I take the bus.
Yeah, me too.
I have to wake up.
I wish.
At either 30 on the hour or at the start of the hour. And then it's a 10-minute bus ride over to the next shuttle, 30-minute wait, and then from the parking ride, and then another 10-minute ride to Hudson Valley.
It'd be faster to jog.
I've thought about biking, but like I'm not trying to pull up because I can't be sweaty.
Biking?
It's not that bad.
That's still a lot of work. Definitely. I have to get up at 6, but I really just get up at 7 because I just don't care.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah, and then I take an 8 o'clock bus downtown, and then that's 30 minutes, and then I take the bus that gets us straight here, which is like another like 15 or something minutes.
Yeah.
So it's really just like an hour or something minute, like hour and 10 commute. Mm-hmm. But I'm like used to it because I used to take 3 buses to my old high school. I'm just been commuting my whole life, so it's really fast at this point, but it's still like,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm like, oh, I wish I could just have a short, because everyone around here, they live like 20-ish minutes away.
Thank you.
And I'm like, can that be me, please? But yeah, where do you guys work? And like, you know, I guess how far away you guys? Ooh, that was me for a hot minute though. Like, I actually worked at Chick-fil-A in Clifton Park for a few months, and then I dipped because I did not love the management, to be honest. I mean, I was good in my bag, but the management was just not good, so I left. And then, because of winter driving.
People have an issue with Chick-fil-A management.
Hmm?
People have an issue with Chick-fil-A management.
Yeah. So, I was, like, getting my bag, though, and I left. I was unemployed for quite a bit, and then...
When did you leave?
So, I worked there from, it was, like, the last week of July, August, September, October. So, like, I was there for, like, 5-ish months, and then I left... like, right before, like, November of 2023. And then I picked up an internship that is paid. Shout out to Madison. Love you. I've been doing this internship for a while. So, yeah, after I quit Chick-fil-A, I was doing that. Still am. And then I got a job at Target this past summer. So yeah.
Period.
Is the internship paid?
Yes.
Where?
So, I don't know how to explain this internship to you because it's, like, through a friend. So she has like her own, I guess, I can't explain this. I just like, we like meet up kind of and like go to like a cute cafe and like she like teaches me things about like videography and how to edit. So like there's like really That's no cute. Like set space for like this intern. It's not like an actual like company. She's a freelancer. So she teaches me like what she knows and like. So then I can learn what she knows.
I have 2 jobs currently. I work at Home Depot and TJ Maxx.
Oh, TJ Maxx. They got already double stuff. Dipping.
What's like the motivation behind that?
Double dipping.
Money.
You gotta do 2 jobs.
I'm trying to buy a car.
What car do you want?
2009 Eclipse. Ooh. GS Spider.
I don't know what that is, but it sounds
I've
cool.
I've heard of that.
I actually might get one for free.
Ooh.
How about you? Where do you work?
Me?
Yeah.
I currently work at Dick's. Well, yes, but I'm going to leave. I actually got a new job like a couple days ago in Stuyvesant, the new men's clothes store that opens up. So I'll be a sales associate / stylist.
Ooh.
So if anyone wants help picking out some clothes, I'll make something for you.
Yes.
No, yeah, but this is
I guess it's two jobs, but I'm not really working at Dick's for real. They don't give me a time of day, which is fine because I got a new job. But yeah, like literally one, like I'll work every single day. And then once school starts, they will not schedule me for like 2 months straight, which is fine because I need to focus on my studies. But I got rent to pay. So
I got rent.
I actually have to pay today.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
How did you guys end up at community college? How did we all get here?
Let me tell you this. A girl in my high school took a fire picture in one of the bathrooms, mm-hmm. had great lighting, so I chose to come here.
Oh, no way. That's iconic.
Like, actually.
That's so iconic.
No, I mean, I'd taken some really nice pictures in the bathroom, too. Mm-hmm. No, that was literally my only motivation.
You're like, yes, this is the spot.
Yeah. And, I mean, it was cheap, too. Huh?
At the bathrooms here?
Yeah.
That's why?
They have such nice lighting. Okay, yeah, but it's the windows.
Oh,
really,
yeah.
Depends on the building.
Burn building. Burn second floor.
Mine was like I messed up in ninth grade because of COVID. My grades are horrible. Mm. So my final GPA in high school was like 2.8. So like, I had a 65 GPA in ninth grade.
Bro, I think I had mine worse.
How did you pass?
Mine was like a C minus.
Damn.
Like, I think that's a 2.5, right?
That, yeah.
So, no, a 2.8 cannot be failing. A 2.8 is like a...
That's not bad.
That's like a B minus.
My overall GPA in high school, like at the end was... Oh. Was like because I had like a set, I had like a 90s and 10th and 11th.
But that must be nice. That must be so nice. Every college I applied to, let me tell you, did not accept me.
Yeah, my yeah. advisor was just like, you should just go to community college, man. Like that was like their advice to me. Wow. Like, don't even try.
They
yeah.
had no
yeah.
faith in you.
That's yeah. horrible. They said that to you?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's better than, like, it could have been worse. You know?
Okay, I mean, it's still a good school.
Yeah. I plan on transferring out at some point, hopefully.
Where are we going after this?
Buffalo. University
Ooh,
of Buffalo.
Ooh,
you about to go to Buffalo.
Yeah, the campus.
Don't turn into
nice.
Him, please. Buffalo people are different.
Like, I like your campus. It's pretty, like,
yeah.
It's a livable space. I like it. I like
it. UAlbany?
No, our campus.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, you get lost there.
It's big.
It's too overwhelming,
exactly.
I would say.
I want a big campus, though. You know what I mean? I want to be, like, that's why I want to go to Buffalo, because it's a huge campus in a city.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be in a city area. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to go to, like, the middle. I don't want to go to Geneseo in the middle of nowhere, right?
That was my whole plan. I applied to Morgan State University.
That's your number one pick?
That was my pick.
For what? What are you studying?
Construction management.
Different. Okay.
Yeah. So I went there for a open house and everything. I got accepted.
Ooh. So you already got accepted.
Yeah, I applied for housing and everything.
Oh my gosh.
And then they sent me the bill.
And you're like, oh no.
Girl.
They said after scholarships and everything, it's $27,000 per year.
God bless America.
Absolutely not.
They're all of our majors here.
I'm in marketing at the moment. I don't know. I really like marketing, social media marketing, things
same
like
here.
That.
Yeah. I'm glad that, like, you and me are, like, kind of in the same boat because, like, I just think it's so fun. Because, like, there's, like, business, like, analytics, like, where it gets more, like, mathematical.
Could never.
I can't. Like, you know how much I wish I could try to be an accountant and make, like, a bag like that?
That was the plan.
Accounting is not the move. Don't even.
No, literally.
Don't even.
I took one accounting class in 12th grade, and my teacher was... not good. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah. No, I'm telling you, like, the first 2.5 months of taking financial, I was like, oh, maybe I can actually be an accountant. The other rest of that semester, I was like, nope, can't do it.
Girl.
Right now, taking managerial.
You're doing it now? Managerial accounting literally killed me.
Dude, I'm doing it online. I'm, like,
girl,
so scared for my life.
I couldn't. That's what brought my GPA down.
Don't tell me that.
No, I literally and I still have the textbook. I don't know what to do with it.
Give it to me.
I will give it to you.
Actually, please.
Yeah, it was literally like $120 and we used it like 5 times
please
for the entire
give it to me.
Semester.
That might save my life.
I will give it to you literally, but you know, I couldn't do it. That's literally what brought my GPA. It was like the worst grade I've ever had.
You're scaring me.
Currently I am in liberal arts, math and science till I get my What?
No, it was nothing.
Okay, because my game plan, I went from engineering science, switched to construction science, and then switched back to engineering science.
Anything with engineering is crazy.
Yeah.
Because, okay, so my math teacher was absolute terror to have in class. Terrible. And it was over quarantine. It was
bad feedback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was trigonometry over online classes. So she had us staring at a screen for an hour long class, just blank, because we had to have our cameras on. Mm-hmm. Terrible experience. Terrible way to learn. But yeah, she scared me off from doing math for the rest of my high school career. Because
yeah, that's a Rensselaer High experience right there. Right? You got the authentic.
Oh yeah, I got to connect to my Rens kids. That's a good amount of Rens kids.
Me too. I graduated early. Graduated in January.
Oh, go off. That's
I left to Belltop and then Columbia, East Greenbush, and in like fourth grade. My major is history. Major.
Ooh.
I was doing psychology at first, but that's a lot of science, and I'm not going to all that. History, I like history.
So what do you want to do then with their history?
A professor. Yeah, I'm coming for their jobs.
He's like, I'm going to rob you.
You go that's here, real. Leave, yeah. And then you come back.
I'm going to be a professor at a community college. That's my dream.
Hudson Valley, Harvard, and the Hudson.
It's a good dream now.
Hell yeah.
Honestly, I want to know what every person I've told I go to Hudson Valley, like anyone over the age of like 30, has referred to the school as Harvard on the Hudson. I can't tell.
Like, I think because like that's what it's like a good community college.
I can't tell if they're being sarcastic.
I
mean,
to be honest, I don't think so. I think everyone really likes the school.
Coming from people I know like go to SUNY Adirondack, and also as someone that's on our student government, there's not, you don't hear much about SUNY Adirondack. I think it's in Queensbury or around that area, Glens Falls. And I mean, people go there because they have dorms, which I can understand like that appeal.
Thought we had
like,
dorms
oh,
here.
I want a dorm. I mean, that's the only like you know downfall is that I mean we have like suites around, but there's no dorming.
Expensive.
But
apartments are pretty cheap. It's like $900 a month.
A rep. That's not cheap. Cheap for who? You don't even have a job, bro.
Compared to other apartments, because like the best price house, like I think every apartment price around.
No. Well, okay.
Around like $1,200 up here.
And that's like in Troy. With a rash next to your bed.
At face value, yeah, it's a good price. But when you go in there, I've been to my friend's apartment. It's four people in one apartment.
Yeah. Damn.
So you're paying $950 for a room.
Yeah, that's
okay. $950 for a room and three friends.
Friends? Question mark? Because, like, what is it? I was looking into an apartment with my friends. There's cheaper ones. $999 for a four bedroom with a living room and everything. Like that. Okay. That's honestly a vibe, and I already know who my roommates are. So I'm not going to have beef with the people I live with.
That's what you think. Until you start living with them. Once you start living with someone.
I do want to live in a dorm. That sounds cool.
But it's pretty expensive. Very. I freaking wanted to dorm, like moving on to a next school. I wanted to dorm down in the city. But they were like $12,000 to $16,000 a year. But that's like the school doesn't cover it. So I don't even know how I'm going to even live down there.
There's programs that can get you a cheaper apartment.
Yeah, like a cheaper one, but like I don't even know.
Oh, not like cheaper as in an apartment that's cheaper, like as in they can lower the price for you. That's what I was looking into.
If I was paying that kind of money to be in New York City, I would be one of those people on the street selling like portraits, you know what I mean? like the bus tickets.
I can see you as one of the metal men. The ones that are covered in silver and just stand
metal
there.
Man?
Yeah.
I don't like that. I don't want to be a metal man. Uh-huh.
Also, okay, so off topic, but like, are your joggers from Target? Because I have
these?
The same ones, yeah.
This is from Garage. Also used to work there.
Oh my god, dude. Target has like a dupe and I got them.
Girl.
Target has a dupe for everything.
Garage, bro.
Oh my god, that's actually crazy.
Garage and CrossFit.
Okay, shout out to the girls that want to get a dupe. Literally go to Target.
Dupe it?
Yeah, dupe that shit.
Dupe everything. I dupe. Well, do I?
Whenever
I want to.
At CrossGates, I beeline it to Urban Outfitters. I don't look at anything else.
Oh my god, Urban.
Oh my gosh,
so
I cannot.
Though.
It is.
It's like so hit
honestly.
Or miss.
No,
like, I've never bought one thing except for. Actually, I have, but I bought one top from it. And that was like $30 for
absolutely
a top.
Not.
It's so expensive
can
there.
Can you sponsor Urban Outfitters so I can get like a free coupon or something?
Yeah, I could see you. I could see you modeling for them. Yeah,
Urban
I could see that.
We just so was like it's overrated. They're not gonna give us anything.
Oh please sponsor us, please.
Yeah. Please send us money.
No,
I want to feed my
us?
Family, please.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin'.
They can sponsor us. Yes.
Dunkin'.
I feel like they're low enough.
I also worked there for a year. Ooh.
How many jobs have you had?
I've had so many. I've actually worked four jobs at one time.
Oh my
point.
God.
Four.
Teach me your skills.
Well, I worked Primark, garage Taco Bell and...
All in cross gates?
Honestly? And dicks. No, I just like money. And,
yeah, you should. I like getting money for free.
I know you never left that mall, because, like, no. I used to work at CrossGates.
I'm leaving now when I have my new Stuyvesant job.
Oh, no, I mean, like, being at the mall that long.
Oh, gosh, it's so annoying.
Like, the hour-long bus ride to CrossGates, and then I get there. I was working at Zoomies for a while.
Goodness!
No, I can see you working there, because, like, the skateboard. Exactly. Did you, like, get it from there, too?
Honestly, that's why they hired me.
Yeah, that's a vibe.
Because, like, I was the only person, like, I mean, they're a skate shop, basically. Mm-hmm. So, I'm the only person in their little group interview that has a skateboard.
Oh.
They knew I skated there, so I was like...
That's funny. We're wrapping this up.
Thank you for listening, or watching, or whatever you're doing.
But, yeah. And I think that's episode one, guys. Yeah. _ VOTV HVCC pod. Follow the Instagram in the Instagram first link. Click the link. Mm-hmm. Then you got all the other links. You got the TikTok link. You got the Discord link. You got the link. So link in with us and link on the Instagram.
Yes.
Again, _ VOTV HVCC pod. Thank y'all.
Also, if you've not subscribed and you're just watching this off of a link, subscribe to our YouTube, VOTV HVCC Pod, and stay tuned for more episodes because there's so much to come, and we are happy that you guys are listening.
This season we're going to be doing interviews, games, all that fun stuff. So, like Haley said, there's more to come.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
If any of you see us on campus, feel free, with fair warning, to come up and talk to us.
Yes. Yes, if you want to be on the pod, reach out to our Instagram and DM us.
Yes.
So.
Very important.